We open on the bland interior of a suburban home. We can see the front door, which opens directly into the front room. A little way back from that, we have a dining area which backs onto a kitchen and laundry area. We can see Harry Potter setting out a plate containing cookies on the table. Wide angle on the front door, which opens, revealing Lord Voldemort. He's carrying a four-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Harry, I'd almost forgotten you were here, standing on the bones of my father.
But Harry has walked away.
Wait, where are you going? Why are you not standing on the bones of my father?
Harry is now in the laundry room. We hear him speak.
Oh, hi. Come on in. I just have some laundry to fold. I made some cookies. Help yourself to one.
Voldemort is clearly a little confused. He puts the booze on the table and looks at the cookies. Hesitantly, he takes one.
Word has it you're almost as famous as me these days, Harry. The boy who lived.
Voldemort nibbles the cookie experimentally. He seems to be enjoying it. He looks around the room, goes to sit on a stool at the table, then thinks better of it, and turns in a slow circle.
Harry?
While Voldemort has his back turned, a decidedly adult figure steps out of the kitchen and laundry area. He's wearing a suit and holding a clipboard. He is, of course, Chris Hansen.
Why don't you do me a favor and find a seat right there on the other side of the table?
What? Who are you?
I understand you came here tonight to meet with a young...
Harry Potter. The boy who lived. Yes, he and I have unfinished business.
I believe he recently turned 17.
Yes, the ministry trace was only just lifted from him. Although I have been trying to arrange this meeting for some considerable time.
Oh. How old was Harry when you first tried to...
11, I think. But of course at that time I wasn't in a position to really do anything that I wanted to. It was very frustrating.
11. But now you believe him to be 17. Would you have preferred to meet him when he was younger?
Of course. But his mother's protection, you see, prevented me from touching him. Not now, though. Not anymore, Harry!
Okay, perhaps we can take it down a notch. There's really no need to get so excited.
But I've come so far, and to be so close and so long, you cannot know the frustration.
Chris Hansen lays out some documents on the table. Voldemort stares at them, clearly a little confused as to what they are.
Would it surprise you to learn, then, that we have internet chat logs which show that you believed Harry was just 15?
What? What is an internet chat log?
It is, word for word, what passed between you and someone you believed was Harry Potter, which we pulled from an internet chat room. It details the conversation between you and Harry Potter over a number of weeks. Are you saying that a Mr. Tom Dildo Lover isn't your screen name?
Voldemort looks visibly confused and anxious, staring around the room like he suddenly feels trapped.
No, there must be some mistake. I have no idea what any of that means. Let me check with my assistant.
Voldemort draws his wand and executes a simple gesture.
Asiel Malfoy!
From outside, there is a thin scream which rapidly gets louder and louder, ending with a crash that makes the front door shudder. After a moment, the door opens and Lucius Malfoy enters. He's brushing his hair back into place, looking the worse for wear.
Dark Lord, I do wish you'd simply call me on the cell phone. I'm sure I've explained.
Malfoy notices Chris Hansen.
Dark Lord?
Did you set up an internet chat thing in my name, Lucius?
As you requested, Dark Lord.
Did you use the name... what was it?
A Mr. Tom Dildo Lover?
There's silence. Malfoy looks at Chris Hansen as if he has gone mad, then at Voldemort, and very pointedly at Voldemort's wand.
I assure you, Dark Lord, I would never use that combination of words to make an online name for you. Surely you don't believe...
It's right here, Lucius. On these papers, a Mr. Tom Dildo Lover. I'm shocked.
I feel sure you would have noticed the name when you logged in, Dark Lord. It may have escaped your notice once, perhaps twice, but these chat logs are extensive. And, may I say, more than a little Did you really say this?
Did I say what?
That would be page 4, where you make some very explicit claims about your prowess.
So I see. Well, these are not exaggerations.
Really? You're happy to admit that in front of witnesses, that you said these things in the hope of luring an underage boy to...
What are you talking about?
In fact, I'm sure this isn't the screen name I picked for you, Dark Lord. Let me see.
Malfoy pulls a small black book from his pocket and leafs through it, muttering to himself as Voldemort reads, with growing horror, what appears on the papers that Chris Hansen has given him. And then there's a knock at the door. Decoy Harry appears.
Sure, let's do that.
Shall I answer that? This whole situation I didn't think we were expecting anyone else tonight.
Let's just run with it and see what happens.
Decoy Harry opens the door
don't
to reveal
a man
out
of the way
in Voldemortish robes. The sort of robes you get as part of a generic Dark Lord Halloween costume. He has a 4-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade under his arm, and has brought a pizza, too.
Harry Potter, standing on the bones of... Hey, where are you going?
I just have some chores to take care of. Come through to the kitchen and
you're almost as famous
make
as
yourself
these
comfortable.
Days, Harry. Hey, who are all these people?
I'm Chris Hansen.
Oh, crap.
Why don't you have a seat over there?
There must be some mistake. I was just here to deliver a pizza.
And the hard lemonade our decoy asked you to bring?
Mr. Mounted Violator.
Everybody stops and stares at Malfoy, who looks up from his notebook in surprise.
That's the screen name I chose for you, Dark Lord.
That's not my screen name. I go by Mr. Tom Dildo Lover.
What? What?
Well, you know, it's an internet thing. Calling people daddy is so pre-2000. But being called Dark Lord? So my king. And what's a Dark Lord without a Harry?
I hate the internet, Lucius. When we take over, we are dismantling it.
Just as you say, Dark Lord.
Are all these Harrys underaged boys?
Oh no. Some of them pretend to be girls.
But they aren't girls?
Oh, don't be silly. Everyone knows there are no girls on the internet.
Interesting observation, Dark Lord. Look, with the revelation that Dark Lord has replaced Daddy as a sex thing, would you mind if I referred to you as Lord Voldemort from now on?
Definitely dismantling the internet. It is bad and wrong and broken.
I thought you didn't use the internet, Lord Voldemort.
Oh, I did once or twice, Malfoy. Once or twice. And as the world's greatest legilimens, it took no time at all to discover that none of the people online who call themselves girls are actually girls.
And not all that many are actually the right age. You know, last week I took a double pepperoni and a case of Arizona iced tea to a guy who claimed he was 15, but turned out to be a 38-year-old trucker from Montana. Oh, really? Catfished again!
I'm a real girl.
But you definitely both came here tonight to have sex with a boy you believe to be 15 years old.
Yes.
No!
Chris Hansen looks between the two Voldemorts unhappily. He faces the real one.
So, in your words, what are you here for?
I'm here to murder a 17-year-old called Harry Potter. So, first of all, no sex.
Not even with Bellatrix, even when she tried really hard.
Yes, thank you, Lucius. That will be all.
Well, I feel I should stay, since you've just admitted to planning a murder.
Is he paying you to be his legal representation?
Lord Voldemort doesn't carry money.
Is he some kind of royalty?
No, he just doesn't have pockets. Ask me not.
And second of all,
where was he
I believe
his
him to be
wand?
17. 17, Mr. Hansen.
That's still definitely underage, Mr. Voldemort.
Ah.
Today we managed to get not one, but two predators off the street. But there are so many more out there, and I am going to catch them. But what can you do to keep your child safe from predators like these two Lord Voldemort?
There's only one Lord Voldemort. You'll see. I'll be back. You haven't heard the last of me, Harry Potter.
What's scary is their lack of remorse, as if they know that unless we do something about it, they won't be stopped. Here are some tips to keep your child safe. Number one, educate yourself about all the new online terms so you know why your child might be claiming to be a Hufflepuff or a Harry. Number two, have a frank discussion with them about the existence of online predators and maybe get them to watch my show.
Part 2. The Battle of Hogwarts. Exterior, Hogwarts Rock. Voldemort, regarding the castle pityingly as the Hogwarts faithful take their positions.
They never learn. Such a pity.
Voldemort smiles as if amused. His eyes gleam fiercely.
Begin.
Bellatrix raises her arm in signal, and the sea of Death Eaters settle, poised and waiting. The air goes still.
But, my lord, shouldn't we wait?
Of course. Who has the tape measure?
I do, Dark Lord. Remember, we were using it too.
How is this my life now? Here I am, the most feared wizard of this or any age, and my personal life and private time is the subject of pre-battle discussion.
Voldemort holds his head in his hands and curls up for a moment. Then he straightens out.
Very well, Bellatrix. You may use the tape and ensure that I am at least 200 yards from Hogwarts.
It's just that you were lucky to get away with community service, my lord. You don't want to know what they do to men convicted of that sort of thing in prison.
There is no Muggle prison that could hold me.
Even so, my lord, why risk it?
Why risk it?
Oh, stop it, Malfoy.
Stop it, Malfoy, stop it.
That's it. I've had enough. One more snide remark out of either of you, and I will turn this whole dark crusade around. Are we Death Eaters, or is this sorting day at Hogwarts?
My lord, we're exactly 600 yards away from the school, well outside your exclusion zone.
And so, with the terms of my conditional parole fulfilled, we come to it at last. Begin!
There follows a very exciting bit with lots of combat, during which a few people die, and Hermione bitch slaps Fenrir Greyback into next week, although that's not really dwelt upon. Then Voldemort gets all bored with the running around and calls Harry Potter to the woods for their final showdown. So we skip to the Forbidden Forest and meet with the assorted Death Eaters. Exterior, Forbidden Forest, clearing, night. A fire burns, its light flickering over the throng of Death Eaters present. Lucius and Narcissa Malfoy, weary with fear, sit apart. Bellatrix paces in and out of the shadows, muttering madly. And then there is Voldemort, who stands with his head bowed, his skeletal hands folded over the Elder One. Nagini lies in a heavy coil at his feet. Yaxley enters the clearing.
No sign of him, my lord.
Voldemort nods.
I thought he would come. I was, it seems, mistaken.
No sign of Peeves Effectus either. Wasn't he over by you, Malfoy?
Was he? You know, in all the confusion, I simply couldn't say what happened to him.
I felt so sure the boy would come forward to protect his little friends.
Well, my lord, even you can get stood up. Perhaps the boy was nervous.
At the very edge of the clearing stands Harry Potter.
Or perhaps he didn't stand you up at all.
Very much the worse for wear.
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to... Wait a minute. Harry, aren't you a Gryffindor?
No.
Then why
yes.
are you dressed
of course,
like a Hufflepuff?
Always. Definitely a Griff. Woo! Gryffindor!
We're waiting!
Because. Because
well,
it's been how many books? And how many Hufflepuffs can you name?
Well, there was the one with the.
He's a Gryffindor. They're
you know,
all Gryffindor.
The sparkly one, my lord.
Yes, the sparkly one, him.
Well, Right, and you can't even remember his name. He turns up for something like 5 minutes and dies like a bitch. To Wormtail of all people. Even the bloody Ravenclaws get better representation than we do, and they never even leave their common room. Well, this Hufflepuff is going to do something noteworthy.
A green bolt shoots across the clearing and swats the big hairy clear out of the scene.
I'm sorry, Dark Lord. I've always wanted to do that, and since it wasn't actually him...
Never the bridesmaid, never the bride, Dark Lord.
We haven't just had the clocks go forward, have we? Or back? Could he have lost his watch?
Dark Lord, we should consider the possibility that we might have to go in and get him for you.
And then, just when it seems that Voldemort is going to crack and give that order, a figure steps out of the tree line and into the firelight.
Really, Mr. Malfoy, didn't I tell you I'd always be there to save the day?
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to...
Why is it everyone wants to tell Harry Potter who he is and why he's famous? Do you think I don't know? That I've somehow forgot?
Abracadabra!
Harry Potter is blown backwards out of the scene by the spell. There's silence.
Would you care to explain yourself, Bellatrix?
A scar! It was on the wrong side!
What? You couldn't possibly have seen that from where you were standing.
Dark Lord, I could see it too. It wasn't even a lightning bolt. It looked more like...
A Playboy bunny. It was a Playboy bunny.
I don't understand.
Well, Dark Lord, your final victory is at hand. It's everyone's last chance to be relevant. One assumes that anyone who wants a shot at fame or glory is making a last-ditch effort to make the big time, while they still can.
They're trolling me.
Please let me murder every last one of them, Dark Lord. We only need the two of us. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Bellatrix, dear sister-in-law, what do you mean, every last one of them?
They are. They're trolling me. Well, I've had about enough of this.
Dark Lord?
Every time I try and do anything, who's in my way? Harry bloody Potter. Well, I've had enough of that. He wants to send out decoys. He wants to troll the Dark Lord himself. Fine, that's fine. Well, I will just go and see about that myself.
Is this the best course of action, Dark Lord?
Is this the... Lucius, who are you to judge? Your own daughter is thoroughly enamored of Potter.
Despite the available evidence, Lord, Draco is a boy.
That's beside the point. And anyway, why should I listen to you? Are you the genius who overthrew the ministry? Who won us victory after victory? No, I did that. Me. I'm Lord fucking Voldemort, I am!
My lord, please, I beg you!
I'm starting to think that none of you actually wants me to win.
And with that, Voldemort strides forward, brushing aside the concerns of his closest advisors as if there were nothing in the world but him and his quest to destroy Harry Potter.
My lord, please, stop!
Oh, bugger off, Malfoy. You've never really wanted me to be successful. I see that now. Jealous, all of you! What is that infernal beeping?
There is a persistent beeping sound and a flashing red light at Lord Voldemort's ankle.
It's your ankle thingy, Lord. The Muggle trace they made you wear. I tried to warn you.
We can now hear police sirens coming closer very rapidly. Suddenly the Forbidden Forest falls silent as the blues and twos of the Argyle police indicate their imminent arrival with the full majesty of the law behind them.
You're within 200 yards of Hogwarts!
We did try, my lord.
Lucius, you are to contact my legal team immediately.
Don't worry, darling. I'll visit you in prison.
Malfoy, my legal team.
I'm trying, my lord, but my phone thingy has no bars. There's no service this close to Hogwarts.
But what does this mean?
Well, I think at least a night in the cells, Dark Lord. I will try to reach your legal team as soon as I have phones.
So, Tom Riddle, we meet again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why don't you have a seat over there?